Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have some instant trivia for you. Gentlemen, you can all play along.
Love it.
What do we got?
So SGA wins.
It's not name all the Durant teams because there's like, it feels like there's 10 at this point.
No, it's going to be SGA-based trivia.
Okay.
SGA wins finals MVP.
Okay.
I have the last five foreign-born NBA finals MVPs.
Okay.
Who won the
NBA
finals?
Canada.
He's born in Canada. So not U.S., just foreign-born international basketball stars. The last five to win the NBA finals MVP.
This is finals MVP?
Finals.
Because did you know that there hasn't been an American NBA MVP in like 8 years, or maybe even longer than that. But for finals MVP, so Jokic won finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis won it too.
Giannis
right?
won finals
that is,
MVP.
That is correct. Those are the last two before SGA.
Okay. Kawhi, no. Warriors, no. No one for the Warriors. Not LeBron.
Dirk.
Dirk is correct.
Good.
Dirk Nowitzki in the 2000s.
Did, like, Manu win it for the Spurs?
That is not correct.
Okay.
I will say that's close.
Tony Parker.
Wow.
Okay. All three of those guys could have fit this, I think.
Who's the third one?
Duncan.
Duncan's an interesting one.
Tim Duncan? He's from the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Correct.
Are we counting that?
Ooh.
Great question.
I don't think you can count it as... Would he be eligible to run for president?
Well...
I think he would.
In looking this up, I looked up, like, are you a citizen if you're born in the Virgin Islands? The answer is yes. It's birthright citizenship if you're born
then
there.
I don't think Duncan counts.
Okay. All right, there you go.
I don't think he counts.
Count. So, who does? Instead of Duncan, it's...
It's... Celtics, no. The Heat, no. Further back than that? Like, this is gonna go pretty far back.
This one's the one that goes back a little bit.
Okay.
It's gettable for a lot of people listening might know. Might have
the
it.
Pistons, maybe? No.
Oh, who's the Rockets guy?
No. Hakeem, it's not Olajuwon, right?
It's Olajuwon.
Ooh. All the way back to Olajuwon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that the list?
Yes.
Wow.
That's the last five.
It goes all the way back to Olajuwon? Because, again, if you go look at the regular season MVP, foreign-born, it goes SGA, Jokic, Embiid, Jokic, Jokic, Giannis. That's seven in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Not born in the U.S. Greece, Serbia, Cameroon, and Canada for all of them.
There you go. There's your instant trivia today.
Nice. I do not like watching him play basketball, I will say.
SGA.
That. It's infuriating, but that's fine.
Suns trade Durant to the Rockets. It is kind of funny watching NBA trades while waiting for NHL trades. I told you on Friday I reserve the right to be mad about any player that's traded that I've heard of that the Sabres don't acquire, and that includes Kevin Durant.
You don't care?
No, I'm mad.
You're mad.
I'm mad about any player that I've heard of
getting traded,
and it's not a trade involving the Sabres. I see Durant gets traded for 2000 second round picks, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick, and 5 second round picks, and I think, come on, Kevin Adams, make a trade. I know that's not rational, but the Suns go out here and trade Durant.
Right, has Durant been traded 3 times since the Sabres got the best player back in the deal?
Listen, the Sabres are going to make trades. I'm confident of that. They're going to make deals this offseason. It's going to be, we'll see. made a call our last segment, like kind of fired up about it. Like, we'll wait. Maybe today.
They're going to make trades. Are they going to do free agency too?
Free agency is the thing I would struggle with because I saw a list of the top 40 free agents and the only one mentioned for the Sabres was Brock Besser as a potential idea.
Well, I mean, that would be big. I don't think they're getting him, but he's the third best free agent.
Mm-hmm.
If they got the third best free agent, I mean, he's a
stunning.
He's a consistent 30 goal scorer. Like that would stun me. Do you think they're going to go after Kane again?
Yes.
Like that's the guy that I've thought about. That he's 36. He got a multi-year contract from Detroit, and maybe there were a couple teams offering that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the Sabres might be the only team that would still offer him more than 1 year, and that would entice him
to
play
here. The
thing
I would wonder about that is Kevin Adams and
Granato.
Right. That was Adams and Granato.
Who both had relationships.
Right.
With
Kevin Adams still does.
Sure.
And I don't know about...
They were roommates when Kane was a rookie.
Yeah. I don't know about Lindy, how he would factor into that at all. Or how the makeup of their team right now, you know...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the one thing, right, like he does not satisfy maybe the style of play they want, right? Like he's obviously like the worst defensive player in the sport or one of them. Does he not fill a need that we didn't know they had the last time we did this when he was choosing, which is he puts up points on the power play and the Sabres power play has been puke for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been rough.
So, do they view that as the value for why they would go back and give him another call? Because we all know they wanted him. I mean, they confirmed it, right? Didn't Granato confirm it?
Yeah.
That they wanted him 2 years ago.
Yep.
And they might have thought then that their forward group was better than it is now. I think you can make that argument. They were coming off a better year, at least, that forward group, and they still wanted him.
There won't be any Jonathan Toews. He's going to Winnipeg.
That's right. Yes, he's making his NHL comeback.
He's got a ton of incentives in there. Toews. Basically, if he plays 50 games, 60, 70, 80, it's a lot of incentives based on how many games he plays. But Kane, that's one spot where the Sabres wanted him 2 years ago, and he scored 20 goals each of the last 2 years.
That's what I mean. Like
including doing it in 50 games 2 years ago. He's a great example for someone who is older who they would have. In the past said, no way in the world we don't want old players, but maybe. If you're Kane, aren't you hoping the last 2 years showed you can still play and try to find your way onto a contender for one last run? Is that probably what you do here?
Yes. He has never shown any...
If you're Kane...
I've never seen any desire from him to be like, I want to play for the Sabres before I'm done. Like, I would bet right now that if... Honestly... The Sabres could offer him like a 3 year deal, and who offers him one? Edmonton.
I was just gonna say, if you're Kane's agent, aren't you calling Edmonton? And
Edmonton.
Saying like, I'll take Skinner's spot.
I'll do that. Yeah, 1 year in Edmonton or 3 years in Buffalo. I think he'd pick. I think he'd pick Edmonton. He'd pick the contender, and I'm not sure about that. I don't know how aggressive the Sabres would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
A couple years ago, it sounded like they were. And maybe they cost themselves him by being really bad in that first month of the year. I'm also not losing sleep over losing him. Like, he does, I think, help a weakness of the Sabres, which is the power play, but I've just never really had the strong desire, like, oh, I got to get Kane here, which a lot of people have had for a long time with him.
803-0550, our phone number. You can give us a ring, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe.
By the way, 11-day power play this week. There were some Sabres that played over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
McLeod and Bryson, I believe, jumped on the ice. And we're playing Thursday. So 6 to 9, you can 6 to 10 for 4 hours. And you can still donate. 11daypowerplay.com. Just search Team WGR. It's pretty easy to get.
Who's on this WGR team?
So I'm playing. Owen's playing. Yep. Josh is playing. Derek Kramer is playing. And he has a different celebration for every year when he scores. So yeah, come find out what that'll be.
Can he ride his hockey stick by the bench?
Nothing will ever top that. He threw his stick on the ice like a surfboard and then tried to surf it.
Wow.
And that did not work. Which made it better.
That seems like that'd be tough.
Yeah. So
I had my final preparation skate last night. I had a little game last night at 9:30, so I'm a little tired this morning. But yeah, super excited. I can't wait to get out there with everybody.
What were your goals saved over expected?
Oh, it was a tough night. It was bad. We got puck did not get out of our zone very much. I'd say I was probably 2 below goals saved above expected. I got tired by the end of the skate. It was a lot of action for me at the other end. So.
Nice. I will not be able to come see you guys. I'll be playing my 100 holes on Thursday at Wanaka Country Club with that whole
and
crew.
What are you doing? Your legs are already shot?
No, I'm fine. I'll be all fine. Right. I'm
so
ready.
You got a couple days.
I'm ready. Stop. I'm ready. I'm gonna try to play once before then. I did. Wednesday's my birthday, and I said to my wife, like, hey, for Wednesday, would you think I was insane if I said, like, all I really want to do on Wednesday is go play a round of golf? And she's like, the day before you're going to play 100 holes in a day?
That is a little intense.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That might be a little bit strange. Some years after playing the 100, I'm sore the next day and, you know, walking slow. And then there have been some years where I want to just go play 18 the next day.
That's crazy.
Feel great. So it'll be fun. I had a chance to go down. We went to the 11-day power play on Friday. We went down to Harbor Center.
Nice.
My father-in-law is playing on the team. Cousins on that team. So
nice.
Family went down. Got to see everybody.
Come escape the heat.
Yeah.
It's cool in there.
You know, it always reminds me, walking into Harbor Center, I used to be there a lot more than I am now, but just how that was built. And if you go back to, you know, this timeline of the Sabres and their ownership and all this, when they built that, That's one of the things I like to point this out from time to time. That was a vision, came together, worked, did exactly what they thought, they hoped it would do. Introduce the entire hockey world to Buffalo before they get drafted here. Come to town. It's nice. It's beautiful down there.
So is it
waterfront, weather, two rinks, like a really interesting building that will host tournaments and host these massive events. And, you know, I always kind of appreciate like what it ultimately was supposed to be, it became.
Is it the one element of a hockey heaven that actually came true?
It definitely did. It was a big part of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, 11-day power play rolling on.
Speaking of hockey, there is a team in the NHL that has introduced a new logo.
Ooh. Now you've got my attention.
Have that for you when we come back.
We'll do it after the break. I look forward to hating it.
You'll hate it.
Oh, good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.